Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing well.
Awesome. Happy Friday. My name is Nadine. You're welcome. I'm one of the regional specialists. I take care of pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking with Jill, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of the program. So I'll be getting into the price and details. Did you have any questions aside from that as far as, like, how the program works, Jill, or maybe the placement that we do? Anything I can answer in particular?
I'm assuming, and I don't know exactly how this works. I'm assuming I'm paying to become a few different people that would be at the top of a list if somebody hits Google, whatever.
Yes, it's what we call correct. What we're basically doing is we're managing a Google profile page for your business on the first page of Google. Not to get too tech savvy, but because I'm not really good at all the terminology either, but we're talking about optimizing, using the proper keywords and search terms so that when someone is specifically looking for your services, they don't even have to know your company by name. They'll see you as an option for them to call you directly. So it's not like paying per lead. These are going to be live calls from potential clients that are in need of your services that are performing that search on Google. Make sense?
Sure.
Okay. And you're familiar with the local map section? You've probably seen it when you've looked for maybe a restaurant or even a tire shop. You'll see that map that pops up with the little red dots. Businesses right below it. Okay. That is where we do the placement. That's where 90% of searches will start and stop. So whether they're looking for a general contractor, if you want to focus on remodels, flooring, whatever the case may be, when they search for those services, that's when they're going to find your company listed there.
Okay. So it's only in searching maps.
Well, not necessarily, and that's what we're going to get into as well, because the local map basically is going to cover a 5 to 10 mile radius from your zip code, wherever we pin verify your business. So for us to target outside of that, and that's why we ask the questions that we ask, like what areas do you target? How far do you travel? Because that's going to determine whether we need to include Facebook ads or even Google ads. So it's very targeted marketing. I believe she mentioned, I saw in the notes that you're in Greenville, but she said you go from Raleigh to the coast. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
If I'm looking at the map, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm looking at about a 50-mile radius, give or take. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I mean, at least that, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would think Raleigh is probably a little more than 50 miles.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it is from Greenville, yes. That's what I'm seeing right now, too. It looks like it's about, let's see. Yeah, you're looking at about an 84-mile radius. It's like an hour and 20-minute drive, right? Depending on traffic. Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. What's your specialty? Do you mind if I ask? Like, what do you specifically want to be found for?
I mean, I think doing bathroom remodels is probably the most profitable.
Bread and butter. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm working on a whole home remodel, a couple of them.
Oh, wow.
So, we do all that, but it's, if I was to try to target anything, those are jobs that you can get in and out. Your profit margins are usually high.
I was just going to say, you can actually get a couple of those in, right? Because it's not like a project that's taking a really long time, and you can probably book more. In that way.
Exactly. I think, right. It allows you to get in, get out, not spend. The more time you spend, the more, you know.
Yeah. The more money
it's
costing you.
The more things go bad.
Yes.
It's also just relationship. When you get in and out, people are really happy in 2 weeks. But if you have to remodel their whole home, and that happens, usually that's
I'm going to tell you something. My brother-in-law is a mechanic. He did like a trade, right, with this guy that wanted work done, and he's a general contractor. My sister-in-law wanted her kitchen completely remodeled. But, you know, of course, the guy, you know, and they were in agreement. They knew that, you know, on off days he would come in and do the work, right, because it was a trade. But I'll tell you, my sister-in-law was already beside herself. She's like, listen, either you pay the guy to get this done faster or something, because I want my kitchen done. I'm tired of living out of totes. You know what I mean? Right. So, yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I get people enjoy when you're just in and out. Okay. Now, do you use Facebook at all by chance? Do you ever go on Facebook?
I mean, I have a personal account, but I don't do it. I was just telling, I guess it was Jill.
Jill, yeah, you don't have a lot of online presence.
I do about none. Everything is word of mouth, and I've always kind of done it that way.
That says a lot about you. That says a lot about your company, Jill. 12 years in business.
So I've never tried to start a website, never tried to do anything like that. Presence as a business or.
Yeah. That's understandable. I mean, the quality work is there because obviously you've been in business this long. You wouldn't have been if people didn't like the work that you did and referred you to others. Mm-hmm. As I did a search for the company by name, you know, it does come up, you know, a couple of directories, and this could have been maybe when you registered your company. There's like, I believe there's LinkedIn, there's BuildZoom. I also saw, and this could have been a while back because it actually shows it out of network, Angie's, used to be called Home Advisor back in the day. Was that something from before?
I have a current account with Angie's, but it's primarily just for painting. We do paint. I have a paint company as well. And so that's Angie's List does not work very well for me as far as getting remodels. It just doesn't usually pan out very well. Most people that are getting on there don't have a clue what they really want. And so you tend to do a lot of work for nothing.
I've heard that from other general contractors.
I think with Angie's List, it's not a bad service, but you're better off just pinpointing a trade like painting.
Right.
Something that you can get, and you get, there's more people in a position to spend a few thousand
for that.
Dollars on a paint job than they are
to
spend $20,000 on a bathroom remodel.
Okay. So. Well, I really feel that you're a great fit. Just to kind of get to the pricing, because of the areas that you're targeting, I would definitely recommend our Premier Platinum package, because that's the one that's going to include the Google ads. And that's the one that's going to get you found in those other areas. Google Ads will allow you to target as far as a 100-mile radius, which I really don't recommend because that just really spreads you kind of thin. However, you can cover up to 100 miles. The way that we do things here, we set it, Joe, where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's no contract. So we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. I'm going to offer you our established business rate. What you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $449 a month, month to month, with no contracts. It does, however, come with a one-time $99 setup fee, but that would be just to cover programming. So it would make the initial investment $548 to get it started, and then you pay $449 every month after, again, with no contracts or click fees or anything like that. It's a true flat rate. So this would give you two spotlight positions on Google. You'd be listed in the Google Local Map and at the top in the Google Ads. So that way we could target those additional areas. We do content creation on Bing. If you'd like, we can also build you a business Facebook page. It's actually created through your personal page. So that way you're the full owner and have full access to that business Facebook. Now, we do also list you on Yelp and Apple Maps. So we'll create profiles for you there, and then we will include a website for you. I would think over like maybe the 12 years that you've been in business, you've probably taken some pictures of some of the work that you've done. I say some only because I know sometimes business owners are like jumping from one job to the next thing that they're not thinking a lot of times, like, let me take a quick picture. But we definitely want to showcase your work. So the website, we would build it, host it, and maintain it, and attach it where your business is being promoted. We also will cover what we call the mobile platform. So if someone's performing a search from their iPhone, from their Android, or even from their tablet, they would still be able to find you on that first page of Google immediately. So our Premier Platinum package, it's basically covering all of your bases, and it's month to month.
Okay, and so, and again, you've mentioned something about maps, but let's say I'm just going on Google. I'm just Googling.
Uh-huh.
whatever, bathroom remodel or local contractor, whatever, building contractor.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that I will be on the first page of Google. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
How does that work?
So let me tell you the different positions Google has, right? So let's just say I'm looking for bathroom remodeler. I'm going to put that in right now in the search bar. So I'm looking for a bathroom remodeler, and let's say I'm going to look in Greenville, right? I'm just going to make it real simple. So you're going to see, very first ones you'll see is a program called Google Guaranteed. They're the guys with the green check mark next to it. Now, Google Guaranteed is also a good program. However, that program's got certain requirements. They want background checks. You got to have 5 Google reviews, licensing, insurance, specific licensing that Google will ask for. And you're going through a whole process, right, to get approved for that. So Google Gear, and it's a pay-per-lead program, way different from the Angie's pay-per-lead, because there's still live calls that are coming to you and you're not sharing them with anyone. So that's one position, Google Guaranteed. Right underneath of that, you'll see Google Ads and Google Local Map. Typically in the Google Local Map, you'll see 3 of them. But the first page local map, when you click on the more businesses, those are all the guys that are on the first page. Like right now, when I'm looking, I see WJ Smith Construction, West Shore Home, Easy Pro Baths, Express, Hancock Kitchen and Bath. I don't know if you're familiar with some of these guys, but they're just a few that I'm mentioning that I see on the first page. That's where you would be. You would be there with the rest of them as an option. So typically on the first page, you might find 10, 12, 20, sometimes, you know, 6. It just all depends on the area. So this is where you're going to be at. Because typically when someone is looking for a service, right, it's a service that they need. And when they're on Google, it's because they're in need of it, not because they're just looking to just be curious, right? I know with And this is why Angie's doesn't always work so well with other industries, because there's a lot of tire kickers. There's people just curious of, oh, I was just, you know, because they don't understand that it's a free estimate for them, but it's not. It's costing you for them to be curious on, oh, what would that cost be for a bathroom remodel? And they don't even own a home, right? And I've heard this happen to others. I only share that because we work with a lot of Angie's clients. We're not a part of them. We're not associated, but we do work with a lot of their clients. And that's where I agree with you. Some of them, they don't even know what they're looking for. And it's costing you guys, right, when you're paying for that lead. So that's why it depends on the industry too. But this is how it would work with Google. Again, they don't even have to know you by name. It's by just looking up your services, and we're very specific. So that's why I asked you, like, what's your specialty, you know? What's your bread and butter? Because we want to make sure that we're listing you for those services, that you're always coming up as an option. And as you know too, Joe, like, people search in many different ways. Like me, if I'm looking for someone who's going to do a bathroom remodel, I would typically type in remodeling contractor. I might type in bathroom remodel. Bathroom remodeling contractor near me, best bathroom remodels. So there's just so many different variations of how people perform that search. So we ensure that you're always coming up as an option so that you have the same opportunity as others to also be on that first page and receive those live calls. Does that kind of make sense?
So, yeah, it does. So I'm sitting here looking at I did the same thing, just typed in remodeling contractor, and it shows up JT Williams. They've got a check underneath their name. Then there's Precision Renovations. And then there's another West Shore Home. They have a check underneath their name. So they're the first three, and they're the first three you're going to see. What I'm asking you is that you're not saying I'm going to be in that three.
What I'm saying is you have to hit the more
businesses, and you hit that.
Not necessarily. What I'm saying is that Google, not even Google can even tell you, okay? Nobody out there, not even Google themselves, can say, Joe, you're going to pop up as number 1, or Joe, you're going to be number 10, or you're going to be number 6, right? No one can give you a specific number. to kind of understand a little bit more about how Google works, it's an algorithm, right? So depending on where the person is performing the search from, depending on what device they're using. So to give you an example, I work in Fountain Valley, California. I live in Anaheim, California. Okay. We're a California-based company. If I'm right now going on my iPhone and I type in nail shop near me, right? I'm going to go get my nails filled. It is going to recognize the location of my iPhone, which is in Fountain Valley, and it's going to give me in the search results any nail shops that are within a 5 to 10 mile radius from the location of my phone, right? Because I'm just typing in nail shop near me. If I want a nail shop near my house, but I'm searching from my phone while I'm at work, then I need to specifically type in nail shop near and put my zip code, 92802. And then it'll pull up any nail shops that are within 5 to 10 miles from my zip code. Okay. So that's how it works. So depending on what device they're using when they're performing the search, right? Even if it's their desktop, it's going to recognize their IP address. So if I'm using my desktop, it's going to recognize my IP address being that the location of my computer is in Fountain Valley. So if I'm not putting specifically the area that I want to find nail shops near, it's going to pull up wherever my location is, on my computer
right.
or on my phone, depending on what I'm using and how I'm performing the search. Does that make sense? So that's how that works. So again, we can't say you'll be number three, or you could possibly come up as number three. You could come up as number five or six. It just all depends on how they're performing the search, where they're performing it from, and what they're searching for in particular.
Right. Okay. So it's $550 a month. And you're saying this is some premium package. What are the other packages that
it's
you
have? I'll go over the other package with you. So it would be $548 to get it started, but every month after that you're with us on a month-to-month basis, it's going to be $449. Okay? The next package below that would be our platinum package, right? The platinum package, you're looking at $299 a month, with a $99 setup fee. So that one would be $398 to get it started, and then you pay $299 every month after that. What this one includes is the first page placement on Google, which is going to be in the local map, content creation on Bing, Facebook advertising. So Facebook advertising, if you recall, I had said earlier, those will target up to a 50-mile radius. So Facebook ads, the way that they would work, is if someone has done a search on Google for your services, let's just say, Joe, they didn't call you, but now they go to Facebook and they're just looking through their pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. It's going to show up on their computer, on their mobile device, whatever device they're using. And when that ad pops up, it's like reminding them, hey, you were looking for a bathroom remodeler, here's a company that offers it. Okay, so it's called retargeting. Now, those ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. So once they click on your ad, they would call you directly. A lot of our clients have also seen great results. The only thing is that they'll only reach as far as 50 miles. So this platinum package, instead of us running Google ads, it's giving you Facebook ads. Okay. It still includes the profiles for Yelp and Apple Maps. It still includes the website and the mobile platform. The only difference other than the pricing is that the first package we talked about is going to have the Google ads that'll reach as far as 100 miles. This second package that we're discussing now won't include the Google ads. It's going to have the Google local map still, but instead it's going to be Facebook advertising. And that'll reach up to a 50-mile radius. So that's always an option for you, too. But just so you know, that's how far it's going to target, would be 50 miles. But you can also target an audience by income level, too, if you wanted.
And so where am I seeing Google ads at, by the way? Because I'm on Google right now.
Google ads, they typically run between, the Google Local Map and the Google Guaranteed. That's where the Google ads will run, typically. They'll be right in between, and it'll say sponsored ad on it. So those, you'll typically see them, they'll always be in between Google Guaranteed and Google Local Map. And they run on a rotation. So there's times where I will see Google ads, but you won't, because it's depending on what keywords and search terms that are being utilized.
Right.
You have the business, I'm just curious, you have the business registered at the 27858, right? That's where you have it registered, the business?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking up something really quick, just because this might, and I kind of want to go over it with you too. So if I'm looking for, let me just clarify on this too. With your business, do you carry any licensing? I'm assuming insurance you do for sure. Okay.
Yes, insurance and licensing.
Do they typically not, I was going to ask you, is it not usually a requirement?
To be, not for a bathroom remodel as well, because you're not only dealing with, I mean, you're talking within $40,000, right? So, that's the limit before you're required to pull a contract, pull a permit.
If
we're not adding square footage, if you're not doing big remodels where you're adding square footage, you're not typically not pulling permits. You're just going in and tearing stuff out of a bathroom, putting a new bathroom together, and you're out. So, So yes, it's nice to have one. I got mine mainly because I was building houses.
Really? Which one do you carry? Do you mind if I ask?
Just the building contractor, which is
building contractor.
It allows me to do residential and commercial.
Oh wow! Okay. So. And then you had the business registered, like you said, at the 27858, right? Zip code?
Right.
Okay. Let me talk to you about Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is this program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call, Joe, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It is only being sent to you. However, there are certain requirements for that program. So they're going to require to run a background check on you. They just want to make sure that you don't have felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. Okay? And they go back 7 years. Now, the only other thing that they require is that you have the general liability insurance. I'm assuming you carry that if you're carrying that license too, you know?
Yes.
And that's what they require. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable, and I say that because let's just say, and I'm not accusing, let's just say there was something on your record and you didn't disclose that, they will automatically disqualify you, and that means they're not going to return your money, okay? I just like to be super transparent on everything. Now, this program takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google because you're going through the background check and the process. Once you get approved, we will call you to let you know, Joe, you've been approved. Do you want us to turn on the leads? We always start you off with a minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money on leads. Okay? Now, remember, they're called leads, but they're going to come to you in a form of a phone call, and you're not going to share them with anyone because they're only being sent to you. So the minimum monthly budget for that program is $522. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads are costing you $40 a lead. So as a lead comes in, it's going to deduct it from your budget, from the $522. But here's the kicker on it. Let's just say someone called you for a kitchen remodel, but you didn't list it as one of your services. As long as you don't accept that job, they're going to credit it back. It's considered unqualified because it wasn't listed as one of the services that you offer. If someone called you outside of your service area, say 3 hours away, and you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back. if someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They will credit it back. A qualified lead is if you discuss pricing, you give an estimate over the phone, or if you set an appointment to go give an estimate. Those are considered qualified leads. Google will assign a special tracking number that is linked to your phone. All the calls are recorded, and they have a special system that is set up where they know specifically what lead was qualified and what was not. However, if one did slip through the cracks, you call us, give us a number. We dispute it with Google to have them credit that lead back. Okay? Now, let's just say, Joe, you got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you only received one lead. What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means the following month, you're not going to be paying the $522 again. What you're paying is just $40 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Make sense so far?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably not going to be interested in it just because it seems I've tried this before. I mean, I know it's Litter Angie's, but it sounds very, very similar. So,
It sounds similar, but I'm telling you it's complete opposite because with Angie's, they are charging you different rates, right? And I understand if you're not interested, but I do want to be very clear. This is nothing like Angie's because Angie's will charge you all these different prices depending on what they feel the cost of that lead is. This is always $40, right? You can shut them off and on when you need to. You're not, and they're qualified. Like Angie's, I've heard stories where people have literally had to like request for like six leads that were unqualified and then were told, guess what? You've already hit your limit. Well, how do you hit a limit? If it's an unqualified lead, it's unqualified, period, right? But this is complete opposite. I mean, I know you feel it similar to Angie's, but Angie's is sending you the lead of information. This is an actual live call. But, you know, if you're not interested in it,
yeah,
that's okay. Okay.
And so, yeah, the only thing for me is how are they getting there? Like, people go to Angie's list and people Google contractors, but how are they getting to this place where I'm getting a lead that's just mine?
Because they're typing in general contractor. You saw that when you typed in general contractors
right.
or even remodelers, Google guaranteed it's the first
that
one that came up.
Be there, right? They're already doing that.
Angie's not doing Google. I think I'm confused. Are you saying Angie's is on Google guaranteed? They don't do anything like that.
No.
Angie's.
I'm saying that they're already doing that. Like, let's say I went with the $299 program. They Google
uh-huh.
remodel contractor. I show up somewhere down the line. And
mm-hmm.
so what is the difference? So now they
the
do this now and I'm paying for this lead service.
Yeah.
The
difference would be, like, if someone sees you, okay. The difference between Google Guaranteed and the Google Local Map, right? Google Local Map is unlimited calls. So even if someone called you to remove a tree, you're not being charged for that call, right? You could get 100 phone calls, 50 phone calls, 25. You're being charged the same price monthly.
Right.
Google Guaranteed is different because when that call comes in, right, it's considered a lead. If someone called you, you're being charged $40 for that lead. But if someone called you to remove a tree, that's unqualified. They're crediting it back. Google Guaranteed is a completely separate program because Google will make you go through certain requirements that they require, and Google also puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's a completely
right.
separate program from the Google Local Map. I'm just giving you what your options
so,
are.
Yeah, I'm looking at my particular area. There's only one contractor that's under a Google Guaranteed situation that I see. Everybody else is, that's it.
I saw like three of them. Yeah, because you're seeing it because they're like for that area. But there could be sometimes for Google Guaranteed, you might see six guys, you might see 20, you might just see three. And that means that's how much competition you have with that program. So it's just always an option for you, Joe. That's my job
okay.
is to let you know what are other options for you. I'm saying, like, if you start
right,
making more revenue or you want to expand.
We've gone through two options. Obviously, we talked about Google Guaranteed. And
mm-hmm.
And so you got me to platinum. There's some other thing with what other options are there underneath platinum, and what do they include?
Local only, and that one I wouldn't even recommend to you, because local only is just putting you on the first page in the local map. It gives you no Facebook advertising, nothing. It's basically going to give you 5 to 10 mile radius. And it's a super basic package. That one you're looking at $249 a month with a $99 setup fee. I mean, compared to the Facebook package, the platinum one, the one that's in the middle, for $50 right. more, you're getting Facebook advertising. I wouldn't recommend right. local only for you. If you told me, listen, I just want to be on the first page. I don't care if I'm getting calls or whatever, then I would say, okay, then do the super basic package. But that would be
yeah.
a waste of your
well,
money,
see,
to be honest.
There's people that get on Google and you can advertise that they're for absolutely nothing too. So,
well,
how does that
here's
work
the thing.
Out? You know?
People that get on Google, like you could pin verify your business for free, Joe. It doesn't cost you nothing, right? Get yourself verified.
Right.
You're going to be buried
right.
in the pages. I'm going to be honest with you, especially in your industry. There's a lot of general contractors, a lot of bathroom remodelers. So you could wind up on page 20. Just buried in the pages. You just never know where you're going to land at. There has to be a first page placement on Google available in order for you to have that presence there, right? Our job, it's not just like we flip a switch and you're on there for life. We have a team that is consistently posting, optimizing, and managing your account, because we have to ensure that you're still being as an option on that first page, and that you're being successful with our program, because you could cancel at any time, right? So it's a management.
Right.
It's a constant management that we're doing. And you get a tracking and reporting system, so you're able to track all of your results with us and not just be taking our word for it that it's working. You can see the keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received from new customers. We still have to consistently earn your business month in and month out.
Right. Okay. All right. So as I'm flipping down through here, but you're saying also it's first page, and what does that mean? First page, where does that line draw? Because obviously I'm scrolling. So,
that's okay.
On my phone,
first page
is three.
So first page, it's okay. First page, so like I mentioned in the beginning, you're going to see Google guaranteed. You'll see Google ads, sponsored ads. You'll see Google local map, and then you'll see what we call organic. Organic means that you'll see like people, like for example, you'll see a link for Indeed. You'll see a link for Yelp. You'll see a link for Angie's Leads, right? Or someone's website. That's called organic. That's not what I'm talking about. Depending on the mm-hmm. package that you select, if you went with the first package we talked about, you're going to be in two spotlight positions on Google, Google Local Map and Google Ads. If you go with the second package, then you're going to be in the Google Local Map with Facebook ads complementing it. Okay?
Right.
So that's what it's really boiling down to. All right, if you're comfortable with being found within a 50-mile radius, then start with the middle package, the platinum one, the one at $299 a month. But if you really mm-hmm. ideally want to target those areas that we talked about earlier, then you're going to have to go with the Premier Platinum one, because the Google ads are what's going to get you found in those other areas, because the 100-mile radius is the furthest that they're going to target.
All right. Yeah, it seems like it's worth a shot. Why not? Okay. I'm just taking things out. I don't want to take up all your time either. I know that you got.
I know it's a lot of info. And listen,
yeah.
take your time. I want to make sure.
Also,
and if you have questions, that's what I'm here for. You know what I mean? I want to make sure. I'm sorry?
No, it's fine. I had people messaging me at the same time, so I was trying to talk to you and message.
It's okay.
My bad.
No worries.
I'm thinking let's do the platinum package.
Okay.
I actually like the idea of Facebook ads probably better. I would much rather stir business up more locally. I'm actually in a situation right now where I'm tending to do more work in Raleigh and the coast than I am.
If you want my suggestion, I'm going to say this. Start with the platinum one. You can always upgrade later if you wanted to the Premier Platinum. You could do that at any time. I suggest starting with the Platinum one.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. Okay?
All right. So you said that we would build a Facebook page.
Yes.
Link to my personal page.
Correct. And no one will see your personal page.
How do we go about doing that?
Yeah. What we do is we build the business Facebook page for you. So that way you have access to it and the full ownership to that Facebook page. No one's going to see your personal page. They're all created through a personal page. Any Facebook business
page
you see is created through a personal one. Okay?
So when you say you will build.
Our team's going to build it for you. That means that they're going to create a business Facebook profile for you. They're going to create the one for your business. Uh-huh. And you'll have access to it.
And I'm guessing that it will be up. I will be responsible though for the content. Correct?
Yeah, what you're going to be responsible for is this: whatever photos you want us to post on your Google profile, on your website, whatever content you want us to create for the Facebook ads, they're going to talk to you about that during your client interview. Now, once we build the business Facebook page, I'm going to encourage you, at least even if it's once a month, Joe, post a picture of a project and just say a little something about it, right? We want you to keep your content fresh because what we're doing is we're managing your Facebook ads and we want that content fresh on your Facebook business page. And it's real simple. You know, it's like when you do a post on your personal page.
Which I don't.
That's okay.
I don't think I've ever posted on Facebook in my life.
No.
I mean, how many people have you talked to?
My husband doesn't. I'm always posting on my Facebook. My husband doesn't. I have to tag him on it. Because he doesn't post. He skims through it, but he doesn't post. Or he's buying stuff off of Facebook, which drives me crazy. But that's another story. It's real simple. It's like when you're on your Facebook, you could take a picture, and then you just go to your your Facebook post.
I understand how it works. It's not.
You're not one of those that always.
I
would
just
say,
don't
listen.
Do it.
I want you to set a reminder for yourself at least once a month.
Right.
To do that, okay?
Here's the deal. I've already been considering, you know, I've never advertised, and mainly if I had to be honest with you, it's just because I've always been in some ways afraid of growing because it's already enough for me to manage. I make a good living by doing just what I'm doing, right? So, but at the same rate, I'm going, all right, maybe I should just try something to see what happens. You know what I mean? And, this has already been on my mind. It's something I've been wanting to do between Facebook page and getting a presence on Google. So
you're like, might as well just give it a shot.
I also have a paint company that I have just started. We're actually going to launch next month.
No way! How exciting!
And I think we've already got a website that my buddy's been working on for that, and then I think maybe an Instagram page. I don't know if we have anything on Facebook. So I don't know how that works too, and if that, you know, if you have to wait for some kind of opening, I guess, in order to get. Yeah, I don't know. But
what do you mean, like?
You're
we can.
That
if that's
an
a
opening
whole.
In this situation.
Yeah, with yours, if you wanted, just an FYI, okay, I could look to see what's available. I know specific, like when positions open up, right, we work with many businesses throughout the United States, and you can imagine how many categories there are in different locations.
Yeah.
I would just have to take a look, but if and when you're ready for that one, we can always just take a look to see what we have available. Because, see, there's painting contractors, but then you'll also have, like, for example, the category of interior painting. There's just so many different variations, right? General contractors.
Right.
Sometimes we have some that are open for like bathroom remodelers, right? That are, and you know, there's some companies that are specifically just bathroom remodels. So it just all depends. So like right now you're falling under the category of general contractor. However, we're going to be very specific. Like even if you told me, Nadine, put me down for painting, right? If someone's looking up painters, I mean, you can kind of throw it that way to that company. You know what I mean? But if you specifically want that company to have presence on Google, then it would be a separate entity, like a separate Google profile, if that makes sense.
So, yeah, so what you're saying is that maybe do it so that I'm getting hit to painters, and that, and I would basically just push them through that.
I will tell you this. And that's why we say you can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you offer. We've had some people that are roofers, but they're like, listen, I got enough roofing jobs, but I have some guys that can do, you know, they do flooring. So let's switch up my services. I need some flooring jobs to keep these guys busy right now, you know?
Right.
So, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, what do we need to do to get started?
What's the best email for you? I'm going to start setting up your account. It's probably going to take us about 10 or 15 minutes. I'll try to get you through as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure everything's notated. What's the best email for you?
That's fine. It's Janowski, Janowski, construction@gmail.com.
Okay. Oh, it's a simple one for me. Thank you. I have some that I'm like, oh my goodness. I have one guy say, let me text it to you. He saw it's really long. Okay. So I'm sending you this. There's going to be two emails that I'm sending you. So we're going to start with the platinum package, the one that's going to be $398 and you pay $299 every month after that. Okay. So everything's going to be entailed, what's included in that package. So the first email you're receiving, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system just so that you're familiar with how the reports will look. Okay. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, can you also receive text messages on this number?
Yes.
Okay. So on the bottom of the... Okay. On the bottom of the emails, you're going to see my contact information. However, I also like to send it to you in a text just so that you have it for your records. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay. So just keep that for your own records. Now, I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account, Joe, so that anytime you have an update, a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. In fact, you're 3 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you 10 to 7. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Now, did you get those two texts?
Looking at my email, let me see. Text.
Yeah, check your emails and then check your text messages.
Yeah, just got those.
Okay, beautiful. I would suggest you also save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never lose that number, okay?
All right.
Now, your first name is just for the account. Is it Joseph and you go by Joe or is it just Joe?
It's Joseph and I go by Joe.
Okay. And what's your last name? Janowski?
Janowski, yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to assume, but I thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
And then now the company name should read as J.J. Janowski Construction Company. Is that how you want us to list it?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be the 252-702-1655?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's the best number for us to contact you as well?
It is.
Okay. Now, this is going to be important because Google's going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail, and it's almost going to look like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address do you want them to mail it to? And we'll make sure that that address is hidden because typically I know people use their home address as their home office.
Right. It's 2456.
Uh-huh.
Lance Drive.
Okay.
And that's Lance, L-A-N-C-E.
Yes.
And then that's Greenville, North Carolina, 27858.
Perfect. And I'm going to hide that address. I'm assuming that's your residence, Joseph?
It is. Yep.
Okay. Now we're going to start going over billing. So the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
This one I'll use probably is just my name.
Okay. How does your name read on that card?
It reads Joseph J. Janowski.
Okay.
The second. With I guess it is.
I? Okay. No
yeah.
worries.
Whatever they call
it. Oh, is
that
where the JJ comes from? Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
Yeah, I'm Joseph John Janowski, named after my grandfather. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Aw, how sweet.
Very Catholic.
I was just going to say, I was going to ask you.
they're, you know, all the Josephs and Johns, you know, very, very
yeah,
Catholic.
Joseph John, you know what, it's so funny because, well, with Hispanics, it's like always you got, you know, Marys, you got a lot of Marys, a lot of Marias, a lot of Josephs, you got a lot of Jose, you know, and they're all like, I mean, my husband's grandma, we were laughing because his grandma was like Maria of, well, we call her Maria of Dolores, right? Which is, you're always named by a saint.
Yeah. I know. So, even my last name in Polish means son of John. So it's
really
son of John, son of John. Yeah.
No, oh my gosh. That is interesting. Yeah. Thank you for that. I love hearing, you know, where people get their names from. I think it's cool.
Right.
I don't even have a Hispanic name. That's why when I speak in Spanish to certain business owners, they're like, where are you from? I'm like, I know. My mom did. I'm like the third generation of my family. So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I know you mentioned it's the same billing address, right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Visa. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4737-0340. 6280-4837.
Expiration month and year?
That's 11/27.
11/27. And the CVV code on the back?
692.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account with us. You have the choice that it either be your mom's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city I was born in.
What city was that?
Wilmington.
It's so weird that you say that because we have a Wilmington here in California, and I don't know if you saw it on the news, but a semi-truck exploded yesterday in Wilmington. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It does. If nothing's crazy anymore.
Nothing surprises me. I'm just like... nothing surprises me.
Disconnected from all of it.
Yeah, you and me both. I know. I worry about my grandkids and my nieces and nephews. I'm really glad that my sister-in-law has them really involved in church. One of them's preparing for a confirmation, and it's just like to hear they go to youth group things, you know, with the church.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank God. You know what I mean? Keep them away from the world now. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, it is what it is. There's a reason we're here at this time for some reason. Yeah, I had a reason. So I take some kind of, you know, solace in that, if nothing else. We must
I'm
be all, good
I'm
for
just
it.
Looking forward to the new body that I hear I'm going to have when I get there.
Yes. It'll be a good day. That'll be a great day.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to walk you through, before I process your payment, Joseph, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection, and it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over billing date, the amount. Now, it will say, because we're going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. It's also going to state if you need to pause it or cancel it, just please call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends. There's no cancellation fee, okay? When I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, please stop me so that way I can review it with you and then go back and rephrase it. I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Now, real quick, because I know our schedules are getting full and I'm kind of jumping a step. I want to schedule your client interview for today. It'll be, and we block out an hour, but it takes about 30 or 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. The technician is going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook page. They're going to go over more in detail. How does your schedule look for later on for later today. Like, I have appointments. I'll tell you what appointments I have available. Let me know if any of those work for you. I have appointments available for your time, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Do any of those times work?
I would think 4 to 5 would be the best.
Perfect. Let me send you this then before I'm taking the last one. I just wanted to kind of jump ahead of that because I know they get pretty full. So I'm sending you this quick email. It's just going to let you know that your appointment is going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we'll call you from an 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all the calls within that hour. If for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me send you this email, and I'm going to turn on the recording now, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
J.J. Janowski Construction Company.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Janowski, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to also keep in mind that you might get a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. Joe, they're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month, okay? If you're unsure if it's us calling you or not, please always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, that's how you know it wasn't us calling, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And let me just explain this anyways, because I usually do. What we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. We're saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 16th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on March 16th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, it'll be a recurring payment. So what that means is when the term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's 877-635 6225, which is the number that I texted you. Please make sure that if you need to pause or cancel the account, that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm processing your payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to receive your receipt, both to your email and in a text message. I probably only need about maybe 5 minutes or less. I do want to go over some of the services that you want us to notate on here so that my technician knows where to start from. I know we talked about bathroom remodel. What else would you like me to list on here aside from that?
Kitchen remodels. I think remodeling in general.
Okay.
Of course, paint, that's something that we offer.
Painting, I'm going to put exterior. What about flooring? Do you specialize in that too? Do you want any type of jobs like that? Okay.
Yeah, we do flooring as well. I mean, I'm trying to think like what would make sense.
So that's what I'm thinking too. Do you do decks, porches, anything like that? I know the season's kind of off right now, but
there's really nothing that we don't do. That's the problem. So I'd have to.
You're like everything under the sun.
Really is. I mean, we.
Do you want me to list general contractor too? So this way, I'm saying like if someone's looking for a general contractor, just. You know, a general contractor in general, right? Do you want me to notate that?
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay. Now, also know, and I'm going to put for residential and commercial both.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, also know, too, okay, you can change these at any time. It's not set in stone that these are the only ones you could be found for, right? Now, your Facebook... Okay, we're going to build that business Facebook page. You mentioned that you have a personal page. Are you just under your first and last name?
Honestly, I'd have to look. Give me a second.
Okay, no worries.
Let's see. Pull up this account.
You must not go on Facebook a lot.
You know, I use Facebook mainly for the marketplace.
Do you?
See.
That's good. That's good
about
that you
it.
Use it for the marketplace.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
I guess it's just my name then. I mean, I don't know. I was assuming I was going to have, it's just Joe Janowski.
Joe Janowski. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to find it. And then, well, there's a Joe Janowski in Chicago. What does your profile picture look like?
It's me in a pair of glasses sitting on the back of a boat. We're fishing.
Oh, you fish? Oh my gosh, my husband loves to fish. Yeah, that guy fishes all the time.
We were deep sea fishing for Wahoo, and I took that picture.
No way, my husband loves to go out fishing for tuna.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I'm trying to think.
Do you know how to send the link? Are you looking at your profile right now?
Yeah, I'm on my profile right now.
Okay. You're looking at it from your phone or from your desktop, and I'll tell you how to do it, how you can send me the link.
From my phone.
Okay. If you're looking at it, there is a part that has right underneath your profile, you'll see these three little dots.
Right.
Okay. Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to take you, and I'm just doing mine. You go to the three little dots, and if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll say your profile link, copy link.
Yeah, it says your profile link. Okay, I got you.
Okay, copy that link. Reply to one of the text messages that I sent you, and it'll send me the link.
Text message. Okay. What am I replying? Am I supposed to be sending this link somehow? It's not giving me an option to paste it.
If you go, it's not giving you the option to paste it?
No. I mean, but where would I be? Give me one second.
So, like, you can go to the one that I sent you. Hi, this is Nadine.
Yes.
Click on that to reply, and then it should let you paste it.
Yep. Okay, try to put a bit more. It's not.
If it's not letting you, it's okay. I'll look for it. You said it's just under Joe Janowski, right?
It says I can share a profile, though, right? Is there a way I can share it with you?
Yeah, you should be able to share it with me.
Let's do it through messaging. Again. Is there a number I can send it to that you know?
Yeah, you can send it to the 877-635-6225. Send it to that one.
All right.